Right now, it is time to ask the Riddle-O, the Ready to Love officer, and Junior. Ready, guys?
Let's go.
All right. Rochelle in Tallahassee writes, I'm 34 and my boyfriend is 40. We met a year ago and I've been to Georgia once to see him. He got us a hotel suite in Atlanta, 45 miles from his home. He's been to visit me 3 times and on the last visit, he mentioned marriage. I haven't met his friends or his son. Does this sound fishy to you?
It sounds fishy to you. That's why you wrote in to us. You already know this don't sound right. 45 minutes away from Atlanta. You know how far that is? You in Brunswick, Georgia. Where you at? You way out the way. You damn near in Florida. So, no, you need to, first of all, no, we ain't getting married. Let's just get that clear right now. So don't answer that question. Let him know, no, we need a little bit more time together. I need to meet your family. I need to meet your son. I need to see how you live. And I don't know nothing about you. Until you, can you bring me into the city? We can stop all this.
Until you bring me into the city.
Bring me into the city. I want to get on them peach trees. Why I ain't on them peach trees?
Yeah.
Right.
And they've been dating for a year. They met
Midtown, Phipps Plaza. Why you ain't brought me all up? What's the deal? I'm way out 45 minutes. What's that about?
Junior?
I'm with Tommy. You need to meet somebody. You ain't met not his son. We ain't met a friend. We don't know his sister. We don't know nobody. None. Meet somebody.
Okay. All right. All right, moving on to Miranda in Baton Rouge. Miranda writes, one of my closest male friends tried to have sex with me during homecoming weekend. I told him no, but it made me curious. He'll be home for Christmas, and I told him to stay with me. He said, no thanks. Did I mess up by rejecting him? Wow.
I told y'all about these HBCU homecomings. Y'all get out there and y'all don't know how to act when y'all get out there. And y'all get to feeling y'allself. Y'all think y'all back on the yard again. That's what's wrong with y'all. Now you turned him away. Now you feeling like, ooh, now he coming home for Christmas and you wanna get a present. And he's saying no. You know why? Because you rejected him. You know, men don't like being rejected. So that's really what's going on. We don't like being rejected.
No.
But listen, tell him one more time, hey, I apologize for what happened. But come on, stay with me. If that's what you really want. If that's the present you want for Christmas. Hello.
Okay.
He ain't gonna say no the whole time. He gonna say
twice.
He just keep asking. Men ain't that hard. We not that hard. Not at all. It was just one no. It didn't take long.
Okay.
Right, Shirley.
Into it. Yeah.
We ain't got pride, dignity, none of that. Just all right.
Okay.
Oh, it's playing hard to get don't last long. It don't.
Not for men. We're much better at it than you guys. All right, moving on to Freddie in Topeka. Freddie says, my girlfriend knows that I have an older client that flirts with me. For my birthday, she gave me 3 expensive gifts that I'm hiding from my girlfriend. If I use the gifts, my girl will think that I'm having sex with the lady, and I am not. What should I do?
What are these gifts?
He said 3 expensive gifts. They could be anything. Shoes, jewelry.
Okay.
Anything.
So this is what you got to do now. All right, this is what you got to do. I'm gonna give you the player. Here we go. You're gonna have to buy these gifts or make it look like you bought these gifts for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So let's just say it's a watch. All right?
Yeah.
So he married Sheridan?
No, it's just girlfriend.
Okay. Call your girl from the jewelry store. Say, babe, I'm sure thinking about this watch. I've been got my eye on this watch. I've been having my eye on this watch for a minute. You got to actually jump ahead of this. So all 3 of these gifts, dog, you got to go buy them. So then you'll be able to wear them and she understands, oh, that's right, he bought that. Just jump ahead of it. That's all.
Yeah, that's smart.
Okay.
You should all do right. that.
That's what you agree with that.
Plant the seed.
Yeah.
Do the deed. There it is. Yeah.
And then I was thinking about it depends on how long they've been together. Because if we just been together a month, I'm not explaining the damn thing.
Right.
I'm going to keep these gifts coming. You see the old lady at this job? She loved me.
Right.
Now, we've been together a month. Now, we've been together a year. I can understand. But a month?
30 days.
June 30 days. We ain't doing this.
You can't do it.
You're going to wear it proudly. All right. All right. Thank you, guys. Last one is Kiara in Woodland Hills. Kiara says, I met a guy online and I told him about my favorite bakery that I go to on Saturday mornings. I went last week and the cashier told me that a guy was there talking, asking about me earlier. I'm spooked now. Why hasn't the guy mentioned it to me? Uh-oh.
See, none of this feels stalky.
Yeah.
You all that way. I buy donuts and I don't like this here. You there for I, no, that's not good. But quit telling everybody where you go and what you do. Mm. Okay?
She didn't tell everybody. She just told him.
But I don't want nobody popping up in my croissant place. I don't like that.
You have a
and you're in there talking to the clerk asking about me. That sounds pretty weird. That don't sound weird to y'all?
It kind of creepy.
It
is. Yeah,
it did definitely. Uh-huh. Yeah, and he didn't tell her that he was coming over there. Yeah,
and that's the part that makes it suspect.
The breakfast stalker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the serious. Croissant stalker.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter, we all know it's in Woodland Hills. We know that too.
Yeah.
You didn't tell everybody.
Yeah. And she met him online, so
you gotta be careful.
You gotta vet that a little bit more.
Uh-huh. That's kind of crazy. What would you guys do?
If I'm dating you and I met you online and you in there where I get my croissants at, I'm gonna get in the car and go on by. I ain't coming. Yeah,
okay. Find a new croissant.
I'm gonna get a new. It ain't the only croissant in Woodland Hills. It's another place got some. I know.
And I'm blocking you online. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We done.
Yeah, no. He made it weird because he didn't tell her. Oh, I tried to surprise you and meet you at the croissant place.
He could have at least said that. I agree.
Uh-huh. Or could you say, hey, is it all right if I pop up and try to surprise you?
Absolutely.
You
know, right. That's okay.
Yeah. Is that cool? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound weird. Is it all right if I do that? But you just showing your ass up. Now you talking to the clerk and the people in the back. You know, we and Linda come through here. Well, that's not good. I don't like that.
We've seen too many crazy movies, too many Lifetime movies.
Oh, we done seen some stalkers. Uh-huh. Everybody on this show done seen some stalkers.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Riddalo. Thank you, Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.